Hey everyone, it's July 9th and welcome to Pray Today. Today, in the 9th chapter of Proverbs, the 7th through the 9th verses, it says this: Whoever corrects a mocker invites insult. Whoever rebukes a wicked man incurs abuse. Do not rebuke a mocker or he will hate you. Rebuke a wise man and he will love you. Instruct a wise man and he will be wiser still. Teach a righteous man and he will add to his learning. So what this is really saying here is that when you rebuke someone who is not wise or who is called a mocker here, they are not going to receive that. So a lack of wisdom means that we are not going to receive things well when people point out things we do wrong. Now, a wise person is someone who considers when others tell them things that they should change or things that they do wrong. And so none of us, I would say none of us, like people telling us what we're doing wrong. But I do think that one element that shows wisdom is when we at least stop and consider what others say. But here's kind of the kicker for me. I think that I receive correction from people so much better when I know that those people love me. When I know that they're not just looking for something I'm doing wrong. But when there is trust that has been established, I feel that I've come a long way with accepting rebuke or correction. Here's the deal. I want to encourage you today and in the days ahead that when someone brings up something to you, even if they don't say it in the tone that you want them to bring it up in or in the way, or maybe you even doubt their motivation, I think that it is wisdom for us to ask ourselves, is there a nugget of truth in what that person says? So sometimes even when other people's motives are wrong, we can grow through it. Remember, teach a righteous man and he will add to his learning. So I want to pray about us being teachable and about us listening to correction from others and how we handle that. Let's pray together. Lord, it is difficult for us to accept rebuke or correction, especially from those whom we don't trust, especially those in whom we doubt their motivation. But Lord, I also know that sometimes even when people say hurtful things to me, that even if there is not an element of trust, there is something that I can learn from it. God, I pray that we would be a person who receives instruction and who are teachable and who are people who accept it when people say things that are hard to hear. Lord, that we don't, as this psalm says, reach out and mock them or insult them, but Lord, that we just listen and that we find peace in hearing those things. Father, may we be a person who builds trust with others so that for our brothers and sisters in Christ, that we have the motivation to help them grow closer. Lord, that you would help us to say things in a way in which they would be received. And Lord, thank you for people in our lives that we can trust that will tell us the truth even when it hurts. And Lord, for those who are hearing this today who don't really have those people in their lives, I just pray that you would encourage them and that they would make a decision to plug into a church family and develop relationships, to put themselves out there, to develop relationships in which there is mutual trust, mutual love, so that we can grow. Lord, we know that you call us to never stop growing in our faith. And one way we can grow is by receiving instruction and even correction and sometimes even rebuke. Lord, I just pray that you would humble our hearts as we go into this day. And Lord, that we would consider what things are said to us without instantly, with a knee-jerk reaction, reacting to things in a way that wouldn't honor you. Thank you, Lord, for your wisdom in this. In Jesus' name, amen.